The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Blow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with My Mind's on You. Seem a little early to say that spring is just around the corner, but actually it is. And before you know it, the wildflowers will be poking their heads up through the new earth, and those of you who like to be outdoors will be puttering in your gardens. I know it's fun because I like it myself. And I know one way to find a little more time to be outside, by cutting down on unnecessary work inside. Notice that I said unnecessary work. For example, the kind you avoid by protecting your linoleum floors with Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Yes, you do save many hours of unnecessary work by using Glow Coat on your floors. There's practically no work at all in using Glow Coat. You simply apply and let dry for 20 minutes. Glow Coat polishes itself without any rubbing or buffing. It protects your linoleum against wear and dirt, gives it a long-lasting, beautiful polish. It brings out the colors, keeps linoleum new-looking, makes it last longer. With so many things to do these nice days ahead, don't waste precious hours using old-fashioned cleaning methods. Protect your floors with Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. If you were listening last week, you'll know that our friends got themselves into a spot where everybody in town thought they were broke. Even if you weren't listening, that's what happened. And so in order to correct that impression, a lovely buffet supper will be held tonight for a number of lovely people at 79 Wistful Vista, the lovely home of that lovely couple, Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, look at that buffet lunch I fixed up. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, boy, I'll say it is. It's lovely. Looks good enough to eat.
It is to eat.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Hey, where'd you ever get those grapefruit? I never saw any like that there before.
Like what?
With them little weenies growing out of them.
What?
What'll them horticulturists think of next?
Those are cocktail sausages, and I stuck them in there with toothpicks.
Oh.
Does everything look all right?
Oh, wonderful. As the wife says when she aimed to kick at her husband under the bridge table, this is going to be some shindig.
Say, we'll show everybody in town that the McGees aren't broke or in need of anything.
You betcha.
Did you tell Mr. Gildersleeve to bring over a dozen folding chairs?
Yes, and Mrs. Uppington is going to borrow us the loan of her big punch bowl.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I've asked Mr. Wilcox to bring some of his phonograph records.
Yeah. What's phonograph? What's the matter with the ones we got?
Did you ever try to rumba to Cohen on the telephone? And another thing, how about extra playing cards?
Horatio K. Boomer's bringing them.
Well, I guess we're all set then.
Yes, sir. And this will show our friends that the McGees don't need help from anybody.
That's right.
Why, when this party is over, we'll...
Oh, here they come, McGee. Who is it?
Wilcox and Billy Mills. Come in, fellas.
Well, hello.
Hello, boys. Glad you could come. Make yourselves right at home. You're the first one.
Anything I can do to help, folks?
No, Harlow. We got Johnson's wax on everything but the stuffed celery. So just unlax. Well, what do you say, Billy?
Which way are the pretzels?
Why, the way all pretzels are, kind of twisted up like this. Show him to the pretzels, Mr. Wilcox.
Sure. And look, Bill, don't eat too many pretzels. They make you thirsty.
Superfluous, aren't they?
Take him away, Harlow. Take him away. We got to get busy. Uh-oh.
Hello, Mr. DePopulos. Come right in.
Thank you, Cupie. And if there has been anything I can do to be of assistance, maybe I could play the piano for people.
I didn't know you could play the piano, Nick.
Me either, Fizzer.
Oh.
But I'm willing to try.
Mm-hmm.
For scrimp's sake, my little boy Dimitrios is only 6 years old, and he's playing the piano, and if a kid's that age who isn't dry behind my ears can do it, who am I?
right ahead and try your luck, Mr. DePopulos. Oh, say, McGee, I forgot something.
You did?
Yes, I was going to order a corsage for myself, and I forgot all about it.
Ah, go on. You don't need a corsage. You got as good a figure as any woman in town. And what's more...
Greetings.
Oh,
what a lovely night for a party.
Come in, Abigail, and what have you got there?
Oh, this is the goldfish bowl you wanted, my dear.
Goldfish bowl? Now, look, McGee, did
Hey, I didn't ask her for any goldfish bowl. I just told her butler over the phone that we wanted that big bowl of uppies.
Oh, he thought that you said that big bowl of guppies.
Oh, sure.
Well, we'll put the guppies in the bathtub, and I'll wash out the bowl for the punch. It's all we have to mix it in except the umbrella stand.
Oh, and that would never do, would it, my dear? Somebody might put a stick in it.
You may be a social butterfly to everybody else, Uppy, but to me, you're just a Miller. And I do mean Joe.
Well, you go right in and make yourself at home, Abigail.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Oh, there's Billy Mills, the dear, dear boy. Oh,
The canvas is on. How did a dim bulb like her ever get to be a social light?
Now, listen, McGee, she's all right.
Hey,
she's just...
Did you ever find anybody to turn the ice cream freezer?
Sure I did, dearie. Come on out in the kitchen and see.
Oh, okay.
Hello there, Johnny, your daughter. Hello, Johnny. There a second. Hope you ain't ready for this ice cream. Takes time, you know.
How you coming with it, old timer?
Time is slow, Johnny. But I'd go faster if I felt better.
Oh, don't you feel well?
Can't you tell? Got the chills and fever, daughter.
Oh.
From the waist up, I'm hot in a dime store frying pan. From my galluses down, I'm colder than a hound dog's nose.
Oh.
Well, no wonder you're sitting on that extra cake of ice.
Hey, oh, yes. For a while there, I thought I was coming down with the old pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Not to me, Johnny. Had it twice before. Well, I better get on with my freezing, kids.
Say, are you sure you know when it's done, Mr. Oldtimer?
Yep, sure do, daughter. I start out turning the freezer like all get out. Looking forward to getting a taste of it when it's finished. Then, as I keep a turning, I get a tighter and a tighter till I don't give a whoop or a holler if I ever taste ice cream again. When I feel like that, Johnny, it's done.
Thank you.
on the track and sees this other train coming at him, he says to the fireman, "Did you ever have one of them days when everything seemed to go wrong?"
Say, McGee, may I speak to you a minute?
Sure. Excuse me a minute, folks.
Sure.
What's the matter, Molly? The party's going swell.
Well, I believe it is at that, dearie, but... Say, where's Mr. Gildersleeve?
Search me. Maybe he had to stay late at the office. I'll give him a ring and see.
Well, here's the phone.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me Wistful Vista 67... Oh, is that you, Mert? How's every little thing, Mert? Says, eh? What's say, Mert? Your kid brother. Oh, dear. Broken back, eh?
Oh, heavenly days. How terrible.
Oh, it ain't so bad. Her brother started the hitchhike to California with only $3. Got as far as Peoria, and now he's broke. And back. Oh, okay, I'll call later.
Say, and another thing, McGee.
Huh?
Who invited the doctor to our party?
I did.
Why?
Well, just in case. We've had these buffet parties before with the same crowd, and there's one guy who always overeats.
Who?
Me.
Well, now, if the doctor...
Hey, folks, may I use your phone for a long-distance call? I want to talk to my wife. She's visiting friends in Phoenix.
Oh, sure, go right ahead, Mr. Wilcox. Mm-hmm. Though it may take you a long time to get an answer.
Why, Molly?
Well, they're 2 or 3 hours later out there than we are.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll try it anyway. Hand me the phone, Fibber. Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me longest... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh.
How's every little thing, Mert? Is, eh? Well, give me long distance anyway, will you, Mert? Thanks.
He knows Mert, too, dearie.
Not as well as me. I do gags with her.
Hello, long distance. Give me Phoenix 1907865, Mrs. Harlow Wilcox. No, Wilcox. W as in wax, I as in indispensable, L as in lovely, C as in cleanliness, O as in housewife, and X as in exquisite. That's it, Wilcox.
Come on, Molly, we shouldn't ought to be listening in on his private calls.
Be quiet, I can't hear.
Hello? Hello? Hello, is that you, Angel Puss? This is Tuffy Wuffy.
I am glad that doctor's here. I think I'm going to be sick.
Hush.
No, sweetheart, I'm at a party at the McGee's. The McGee's, you remember, Fibber McGee and Molly. What? No, I don't want to describe them. They're standing right here with me. Yes, everything's fine, sweetie pie. I've waxed all the furniture and woodwork all through the house, and it looks beautiful. What? Why, sure, I use Johnson's wax. That's the best there is.
He's prejudiced.
He better be.
Well, how are you, darling, anyway? Oh, that's fine. Been doing any horseback riding out there? You have? Well, sit down and write me a letter and tell me all about it. What? Oh, well, stand up and write me a letter then. And don't worry about the house. With Johnson's wax on everything, there's almost no housework to be done, you know. Okay, cutie, be a good girl. Goodbye.
How did you ever take enough time off from business to propose to that gal, Harlow?
Oh, I didn't take any time off. I was down on my knees anyway, looking at the floors. Well, much obliged, folks.
Say, come on, McGee. We better join the party, too.
Well, how's everybody getting along?
How about you, Doctor? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, indeed, Mrs. McGee. Having a splendid time. Mrs. Uppington has been telling me all about her operation.
Oh.
Say, speaking of operations, Doc, what do you do for moles?
Set a trap for them, old man. They'll simply ruin your lawn.
Say, I ran into an unusual medical case the other day, Doc. I saw a newborn baby with a neck 3 feet long.
Oh, good heavens. Wasn't the mother simply horrified?
No, she was a giraffe, too.
It reminds me of a friend I went to see yesterday in the hospital. Very sad case of lead poisoning.
Oh, what caused it, Mr. Boomer?
5 aces.
Well, come on, folks. How about a game of kick the wicket?
Oh, McGee!
Well, you'll have to excuse us a minute, folks. There's somebody at the door. Come on, dearie.
Oh, McGee!
I'm coming.
Here, a few of these chairs out from under my chins. Will you, McGee?
I guess I tried to carry too many at one time.
The trouble with you is, Gildy, you don't keep yourself in good physical condition.
Come on, McGee, take some of these chairs.
Say, you know, I think Mr. Gildersleeve is in very good condition, McGee.
Yeah?
You see how red his face is?
Mm-hmm.
He must have wonderful circulation.
Oh, please, folks, I can't hold these chairs much longer.
What you need, Gildy, is more exercise.
Yes.
Say, maybe he smokes too much.
Yeah.
That makes a person very short-waisted.
Yeah.
You mean short-winded, Molly. Now, look here, Gildersleeve. If I was you, I'd start taking cold showers every morning, followed by a...
Oh, McGee, please take these chairs. My arms are killing me.
That's exactly what I mean. You ain't got any reserve. Your energy is all...
You better take those chairs. Better take the chairs, McGee, before he faints.
Huh? Oh, the chairs. Oh, shucks, why didn't he say something about them? Just rack them against the wall or anywhere, Gildy.
He said rack them, not wreck them, Mr. Gildy.
Well, I couldn't help it, Mrs. McGee. My strength was ebbing away.
Of course your strength was elbowing away, Gildy. You ain't got any endurance.
Oh, I haven't, eh? McGee, I've stood about as much of this as I can stand.
See? No endurance.
Is that so? Why, you little mollycoddle?
Who's a mollycoddle?
I am.
He is not.
You are, too.
Am I?
Now, look, boys, if you two want to fight, go out behind the garage and fight.
Why, Molly, what are you trying to do? Stir up trouble between I and my pal, Gildersleeve?
My pal, Gildersleeve, and me, McGee.
Oh, you got a pal named Gildersleeve, too? That's a coincidence, ain't it?
Any relation?
It's the first cousin of... No! I met myself.
Can't you talk about anything but yourself?
No.
The trouble with you is you don't mix with people enough, Gildy.
No, come on in and join the party, Mr. Gildersleeve. You'll find the rest of the people in the other room.
All right. I hope there's dancing.
Oh. You like to dance, Mr. Gildersleeve?
I love it. When I was in college, I had a big picture of Irene Castle on my dresser.
Oh, did you ever dance with her, Gildy?
Well, I tried it once, but the corner of the frame kept tearing my coat pocket. Now, where is this party?
Gee, I wonder if the ice cream is done yet.
Let's go out in the kitchen and see.
Hello there, kids. How's the party coming along?
Just fine, Mr. Oldtimer. Better get that ice cream down and join us.
It's kind of slow work, daughter. Still kind of soupy.
I see by your chin that you take a taste of it now and then.
Yes, I do, Johnny.
Well, it's plain ice cream, and he's the taste pilot, McGee.
That's pretty mediocre, daughter. That ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to t'other feller, say, he says. I see where these college kids are taking off their shoes at dances. That's the way with them kids, says t'other feller, who is a keen observer of current events. Either too much sock in their dancing or too much dancing in their socks. Well, run along now, you two. I've got to get back to the old grind.
Won't you do a rumba with me? Or do you know how to rumba?
What do you mean, do I know how to rumba, Uppy? Why, when I was a dancer down in the Argentine, I was a household word.
Yeah, and it's a good thing it was in Spanish.
Why, Uppy, all them Latin dances are a cinch for me. Every place I went in South America and Cuba, I came, I saw, and I congered.
Oh.
And of all the professionals took a back seat when I did the rumba. Rumba Seat McGee, I was known as one day.
Oh, my.
Fill us up again, Wilcox. I'll need my strength for this.
Rumba Seat McGee, raising the roof and ringing the rafters from Rio to Rosario as the red-hot, razzle-dazzle, ring-tailed roar of the Rhythm Romeos, running riot at restaurants, rodeos, ranchos, and royal receptions with a repertoire of rippling, rollicking routines, risking the raspberries, razors, and ridicule of the riffraff by revising the rules of ragtime, rug-cutting in the romantic republics, and receiving raves, rhapsodies, and riches from the real rulers of the roof, who rigged me in ruffles and ribbles to dance the Cuban reel, but here's the king's men singing Zeke. You saw the wheel.
Oh, solder wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Goes Ezekiel's solder wheel, way in the middle of the air. And a little wheel run by faith, and a big wheel run by the grace of God. And a wheel, and a wheel, and a wheel, and a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Some go to church for to sing and shout, way in the middle of the air. Before 6 months, they's all turned out, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by the grace of God. And the wheel, and the wheel, and the wheel, and the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Let me tell you what a hypocrite will do, way in the middle of the air. You'll talk about me and you'll talk about you, way in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw that wheel,
way in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw that wheel,
way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith and the big wheel run by the grace of God. My children, one of these days, about 5:12 o'clock, way up in the middle of the air. This whole wide world is gonna be reeling rock, like Daddy in his rocking chair.
Ezekiel saw that wheel
rocking away up in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel
rocking away in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel
way up in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw that wheel way in the middle of the air.
The little wheel run by faith,
and the big wheel run by the grace of God. And the wheel, and the wheel, and the wheel, and the wheel, way in the middle of the air.
Buffet. The food is simply delicious, and oh, my dear, you certainly know your ham.
Well, I ought to. I've been married to him for 20 years.
Okay, let it go. Now, look, folks, the old timer will have the ice cream done in just a few minutes.
In the meantime, let's ask Mr. Boomer to show us some card tricks.
Oh, that's well. Well, Mr. Boomer has already shown me some card tricks. Wonderful illusion, too. I thought we were playing blackjack.
Oh, do show us some sleight of hand, Horatio.
Certainly, my dear, certainly. I'll start with my celebrated feat of making a $20 bill disappear. It will then be found embedded in the heart of an ordinary lemon with the skin unbroken.
Oh, can you really do that?
Oh, it's nothing. Now, wait a minute. Let me see. Where did I put that $20 bill? $20 bill, $20 bill. Here's a $40 set of false whiskers, and that ain't hay. This is a postcard from an old college chum. Tried to get him to go to a bachelor's dinner with me last night, and he pulled a wife on me. Yes, yes. Here's a necktie from a lady friend knitted for me to match my eyes.
Wow.
Ever see a bloodshot necktie before? A check for a short beer. Well, well, imagine that. No $20 bill. Will someone in a group lend me a $20 bill? Now then, my next track will be...
Wrap that gilder sleeve, always hammering at our door when he knows there's...
That isn't me, McGee. I'm here.
Oh, yes, excuse me.
See who it is, dearie.
Okay.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. Hey, what you doing running around at this time of the night in your nightie and slippers?
I'm looking for my little dog, Margaret.
Oh.
Have you seen him, mister? Have you, please?
No, I haven't, sis. Say, you better come in before you catch cold.
Does your mother know you're out in that flimsy outfit, little girl?
No, she doesn't, I bet you. I snuck out when she wasn't looking.
Well, for scheme's sake, while little Cupie is here, why don't somebody give her a piece of cake? How can she look for a doggy with an empty stomach?
Oh, my doggy hasn't got an empty stomach, I bet you. I fed him my after supper.
Okay. Well, now, look, sis, as long as you're here, you might contribute to the entertainment, such as it is. Why don't you entertain us with something?
Oh, gee. Okay. I'll recite a poem.
Oh, fine.
The name of it is All of Animals, I bet you.
Well, fine. Go ahead, sis.
Poem. All of dogs and cats and mooses, and elks and chickens and ducks and mooses. I love camels and horses and donkeys, and lions and tigers and cows and donkeys, and sheep and goats and bears and zebras, and mice and whales and lambs and...
Cuba Libras.
Thanks, Mr. Mills. I love antelopes and weasels, but I guess I better go home now because I got the measles.
What'd you say, sis? You got the what?
The measles.
Just a minute, little girl. Come here a minute.
Oh, I think she's just fooling, yeah. Doctor.
Oh, no, she isn't.
I'm not fooling.
This child has got the measles.
What?
I can't let her go home again.
Huh?
Now, put her to bed, will you, Mrs. McGee?
No.
I didn't fool.
Let me out of here. Hey, for screen's sake, I haven't been back in Nasty since I was a little kid.
I am sorry, none of you can go. Oh. We'll all have to remain here until the health department of Wistful Vista permits us to leave.
But listen, Doctor, you mean we're quarantined?
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh.
How can we be?
Hey, kids, great news.
What you mean, old-timer?
The ice cream's done.
Molly will be back in just a moment. If you're considering new linoleum for your kitchen or hall or bathrooms this spring, let me make two suggestions. Number one, buy a good grade of linoleum made by a reliable manufacturer. Good linoleum will last practically forever if you take proper care of it. Which, by coincidence, brings me to suggestion number two. Take proper care of it. As soon as you put it down, give it a good coat of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Notice how clearly glow coat brings out the colors. Notice after a few days how the hard film of Glow Coat has protected the finish against scratches and wear. The fact is, if you protect that linoleum regularly with Johnson's Glow Coat, it will stay like new for years, last much longer than if you cleaned it the old-fashioned scrubbing way. And I'm sure I needn't point out that Glow Coat will save you, too. Save your hands, your back. Save you hours of work. Give you more leisure to enjoy the good things of life. So, order some Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat tomorrow.
It's a mess. All this gang quarantined in our house for goodness knows how long, I hope. Where are they going to sleep, all of them?
Well, I'll just have to arrange some sort of...
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah. Who? Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. The party will be going on for quite a while yet. Yeah, Molly's kind of annoyed that you weren't around. Yeah. Boy, are you going to catch it when you get here.
Who's going to catch what, McGee?
Uncle Dennis, and you know what. Good night.
Good night, all.
Speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Telegram for Mr. Jones.
Oh, here you are, son. Thanks. Mother arrives Sunday for visit. Be sure to pick up can of Johnson's Car New and give our car a beauty treatment before she arrives. Signed, Mary.
Well, that's a good idea.
You bet it's a good idea. Car New actually cleans and wax polishes your car in one easy operation in half the time it used to take. Wax polish your car. Buy Johnson's Car New tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.